This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
Today we're going to be covering willpower, and this episode specifically was inspired by a book called The Willpower Instinct, which is a phenomenal book all about how self-control works, why it matters, what you can do to get more of it. And we're going to be touching on a couple of the big ideas from that book in this episode today. And we will, if we don't have the Flashbook summary up and published live on the site right now, as of this episode, we'll have it up soon for you, for those of you who are subscribed over at getflashbooks.com. But on this episode, I want to cover a little bit about willpower, why it's so important, and what you can do to strengthen your own willpower. Because here's the thing. Everybody is born with a certain capacity for willpower. It's just that, you know, some people that have more willpower than you do, if you feel that you don't have enough, or if you feel like some people do, which is they just say, I don't have any willpower at all, and I want to build it up, I want to strengthen it, I want to get it, how do I do that? Well, it's not that those people are angels from heaven that just, you know, came onto this earth with willpower, right? They had to build up their capacity for willpower. They had to build it up like a muscle, because that's what willpower is. It's just like a muscle. Just like when you go to the gym to strengthen your muscles, you do certain workouts to strengthen them, make them larger, increase your stamina. You do certain specific workouts, different types of workouts to build up your muscles. And in a similar way, willpower works just like that, where you do these willpower workouts, so to speak, that allow you to expand your capacity for self-control, that allow you to say, hey, look, I'm not going to eat that shit right now, that allow you to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to get up and get to work right now. Even though it's easier for me to sit down and watch this next episode of Scandal, I'm just going to go ahead and get up, shut the TV off, and do my work, because I know that over the long run, it's going to pay off. And so that's what willpower is. It's your ability to say no to the short-term gratification and say yes to the long-term, albeit harder, albeit more difficult, payoff that you're going to end up paying the price for, but end up reaping a bigger reward for over the long run. So here's what the author of The Willpower Instinct, her name is Kelly McGonigal, tells us in the book about willpower. Now, she tells us that some of us use willpower more than others. You know, people who have better control of their attention, emotions, and actions, they're better off almost any way you look at it. They're happier, they're healthier, their relationships are more satisfying, they last longer, they make more money, they go further in their careers, they're better able to manage stress, deal with conflict, overcome adversity, they live longer. And willpower, when pit against other virtues, comes out on top. Self-control, it's a better predictor of academic success than intelligence. It's a stronger determinant of effective leadership than charisma. And it's more important for marital bliss than empathy. Right? How strong is your relationship going to be? And if we want to improve our lives, willpower, not a bad place to start. So willpower is massively important in creating a meaningful life that you want to really maximize, optimize, and enjoy to the fullest. And so what are some strategies? In the book, she puts forth a couple. The one that I'm going to start with is my favorite one, because once I started doing this, it's just been so helpful in terms of increasing my own ability to control myself, self-control, to develop and strengthen my own willpower. This is a simple willpower workout. And if you do it, you'll feel it immediately. And here's what it is. It's just breathing. You slow your breathing down. Now, this isn't a quick fix, but it's the quickest of all the fixes that you can ever come up with for willpower, for increasing your willpower, because you're going to get an immediate boost to willpower. And the way to do that, again, slow your breathing down to 4 to 6 breaths per minute. Okay, that's 10 to 15 seconds per breath. That's slower than you normally breathe, but it's not difficult. With a little bit of practice, a little bit of patience, you can do it. Look, you just inhale, right? Do it with me right now. Inhale. Let your stomach rise. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Release. And if you do this just for a couple of minutes, you'll experience an immediate sense of calm, an immediate sense of control, and you'll be more capable. Scientifically proven, research has shown that you will be more capable of handling cravings, handling challenges, pushing away those things that you know you don't want to do, that aren't good for you in the long run, but give you a certain sense of immediate gratification, right? Whenever that stuff happens, whenever you feel like there's too much crap going on, and you feel like you're about to break down, or you're even feeling anxious, just 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? Just slow your breath down. And the reason why this is so crucial and critical to developing your willpower is because it activates the part of your brain that actually is responsible for willpower. That's called the prefrontal cortex. That part of your brain actually is in control of when it comes to willpower and your urges and all those things. It allows you to tap into those long-term goals and those plans that you've got for yourself and those things that you want to do, the reasons why you want to build up willpower in the first place. That comes from your prefrontal cortex. And when you breathe this way, when you slow down your breath, it actually activates that part of your brain and it increases heart rate variability, which helps shift your brain and your body from a state of stress to a state of self-control, right? Again, few minutes. Do this every day for just a couple of minutes, and I'm telling you, you will experience an immediate change in just the way that you feel, and you'll have this sense of control like you haven't had before. And it's so simple. Just do it. For real, just do it. Train yourself. Do this willpower workout. If you don't do any other thing that I'm talking about in this episode, at least do this. Slow down your breath, right? Breathe in for a count of 4, and then slowly out for a count of 6. If you can't go all the way to 6, then go to 4. In 4, out 4. But ideally in 4, out 6. And just do that for a few minutes, a couple of minutes, and you'll experience a massive change in your whole entire state. Your whole physiology and your psychology will shift. Okay? So that's the number one thing that I wanted to get out and talk about in this specific episode. A couple others we'll talk about in terms of how to strengthen your willpower to give you that powerful ability of being able to do what it is that you know you want to do, regardless of whatever short-term urges may get in your way, and try to prevent you from doing so. And the other one here is to exercise. Okay, exercise. I'm not going to go in depth here, just exercise. When people do this, there are so many studies. I don't even have to talk about the studies because you already know exercise is good for you. It's just a matter of getting up there and doing it. And if you feel like you don't have enough willpower to exercise, that's a good point, you know. You might be thinking, well, hey, dude, I'm listening to this right now so I can get up the willpower to exercise. But you're telling me to exercise. I don't even know how to get up that willpower. Here's the thing. You got to start small. You got to do a little bit of exercise. If that means going out for a 5-minute walk, that's exercise. If that means with lots of intensity and enthusiasm cleaning up your house, count that as exercise. Build up from there. Start where you are and then build up from there. You don't have to climb the mountain in one fell swoop. You just start walking and you'll get a little bit faster, you'll get a little bit better, you'll get a little bit stronger, your stamina will build up, and before you know it, you'll be doing all those big things. But you got to start somewhere. And that's the double-edged sword of willpower. In order to do what it is that you want to do, you got to get that willpower, right? You need that shot of intensity, that energy, to get yourself to take those massive actions, to achieve those massive goals that you want to achieve. But then the other part of the thing is that you can't do it without a little bit of willpower. And so the key is to start small. Muster up whatever itsy bitsy little bit of willpower that you have that you can get and extract out of your body and just go for it. Do a little bit. Do a little bit more tomorrow or the next week or the next month. But do a little bit today and then do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And what you'll notice is, and this is the end game with willpower, just as it is for self-discipline, the idea is to always try to develop a habit out of this thing, right? Because once you turn something into a habit, you don't need that willpower anymore. You don't need to muster up all that energy to get up and go to the gym because you've already done it for so long that now it's become automatic. And that's the key. So exercise is another powerful key to building up your willpower. And a couple other things, small little self-control exercises. You know, I read a story about this guy named Morton Stanley in another book called Willpower, Rediscovering Your Greatest Human Strength, written by a researcher named Roy Baumeister. And in the book, he tells a story about this guy named Morton Stanley. He was an African explorer. And now this guy, okay, check this out. This guy has been out in Africa exploring. It's the late 1800s. This guy is, his clothes are tattered. He's got a crew of men. Half of them are dead. They're starving to death. They haven't eaten for days. The only thing that they are eating is caterpillars and berries, okay? This is real talk. And they're just trying to survive, just trying to get it together. And guys are just dropping dead left and right. They're ravaged by disease. And so they're diseased, they're dirty, they smell like shit. But this guy, Morton Stanley, the leader of the pack, what does he do? Every single morning, he gets up and he shaves his face. It's the first thing he does. Even though the water's cold, even though he's looking into this pond of dirty water just to get his reflection and shave his face and get the lines right, even though his razor blade is blunted, he still gets up every morning and he shaves his freaking face. Why does he do that? You might think that, well, hey, man, wouldn't you want to expend your willpower, your energy towards finding food for yourself? You're going to starve to death, dude. Is that more important? Shaving your face more important than eating? Well, here's the thing about that activity. It's a small self-control exercise. It's a willpower workout because that external sense of order that he's created for himself actually spills over into other arenas of his life. And so you wake up in the morning and he shaves his face. He feels like he's got things down. That's sort of his anchor in a way. He gets up, he's got that done. Then he can move on to the next one and he move on to the next one and move on to the next one. What if he got up after years of doing that every single day, getting up, feeling good after he shaved his face, and one day he woke up and he didn't do it, right? And he just so happened to be sitting in this African jungle on the brink of death and about to die of starvation. And, you know, what would you think the chances of him dying of starvation are more likely if he didn't shave his face? I know this sounds so silly, but, or do you think his chances of surviving would be higher if he actually went through that ritual of his, that sacred ritual? And the reason that's so important is because external order actually helps you create internal self-discipline. It's a willpower workout, right? Always think of willpower as a muscle. Just like you go into the gym, you work that muscle and you work it and work it and work it until it's fatigued and you rip those muscle fibers up. What happens when you get out of the gym and then you feed yourself with nutrition and then you rest and then you rise the next morning and you repeat that process a few times over? And what you find is that your muscle has rebuilt itself. It's become stronger. It's put itself back together. And it hasn't just, it's not just resilient in that it went back to the same form that it was before. It has come back stronger. It's grown. It's become bigger. And that's exactly what happens with your willpower. And all it requires is for you to regularly think about doing these willpower workouts. Slow down your breath. Exercise more. And the last one that I'm going to give you before we go is to pause and plan. Now, in the book, she references a woman named Suzanne Sagerstrom, a psychologist at the University of Kentucky, and how she studies how states of mind like stress and hope influence the body. And what she found was that just like stress, self-control has a biological signature. The need for self-control sets in motion a coordinated set of changes in the brain and body that help you resist temptation and override self-destructive urges. And she calls those changes the pause and plan response, which couldn't look more different from the fight or flight response, fight or flight, right? Fight or flight is you either, something happens, threatens you, you either fight it or you run away. But pause and plan is, to build up your willpower, is when something happens to you, you choose to pause and then quickly plan a response. Rather than freaking out at that guy who just cut you off in traffic, which is going to deplete your willpower because it's taking your energy out of you, it's stressing you out, you just pause and plan, say, hey man, you know, maybe that guy needs to get to the hospital. Maybe his wife is pregnant. Maybe she's having a baby. Maybe somebody just died in his family, right? Just pay it no attention. Just pause and plan, move on with your day. Right? That's a habitual, that's a response, a real response. It's not just mere reactivity. It's not a reaction where you're just reacting to your environment. No, no, no. It is a conscious, chosen response that's best for you and for your willpower. And so if you can cultivate these ideas on building up your willpower, you will grow yourself both internally and on an external level. You'll get closer to your goals because you won't succumb to those short-term sort of immediate gratifications of things such as chocolate bars or talking too much at the water cooler or watching, you know, binge watching Narcos or, you know, doing any of those things when, not to say that any of those things are bad because they're all awesome, but just doing those things at the expense of your long-term goals. Because any conversation about willpower presupposes that you've got a longer-term goal that you're trying to achieve here. And if you've got one of those lined up, decked up, that you're trying to do, but you can't get the willpower, you can't seem to summon up the willpower to achieve those goals, then it's because you're most likely succumbing to short-term gratifications, short-term things that you just say, ah, screw it, let's just watch another episode. Ah, screw it, let me just eat this one time. Ah, screw it, let's just chill. You know, I can do it tomorrow. Well, the road to tomorrow leads to nowhere, man. It ain't happening tomorrow or the day after that. So you got to do it now and you got to start small. And that's how you build up your willpower, right? So remember, before we go, three key things about willpower, by the way. I will power, there's I won't power, and I want power, right? So I won't power means things that you're not going to do, things that you're going to say no to, things, bad habits, smoking, drinking, staying out too late, sleeping late, doing, you know, random activities rather than working on your longer term goals. That's I won't power. I will power is your ability to say, hey, I'm going to get up right now and I'm going to go to the gym. Hey, I'm going to get up right now and I'm going to pick up the phone. Hey, I'm going to get up right now. And even though it might be more enticing for me to watch this next episode, I'm going to get up and do what I need to do. And then finally, there is I want power. That is your ability to keep your eye on the long-term prize, to remember your why. You know what I'm saying? To remember your why, the reason as to why you are working so hard in the first place. That's what I want power is. And in order to develop your willpower and strengthen it, to develop that iron will, to live like you give a damn, you got to get that I will power, I want power, and I won't power. Go out there every single day until next time and live like you give a damn.